Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloveds, and welcome to the Heart of Magdalene. This is Kirsten Hansen, Reverend Kirsten Hansen, with you coming live today for our service that is a reflection of the holy dwelling place inside. It is where we come to get to know the sacred within each of us, going into the holy dwelling place of the divine, the holy temple. With the focus of creating a holy union, one with God and the God essence, the God knowing, and recognizing our own divinity. I am really grateful and feel blessed to be here with you today for yet another service at our Heart Center. Today, we're going to talk about building practices, fortifying the structure within us, creating solid foundations that allow us to weather any storm. And the importance of that, and we're going to talk about some of the women, the archetypes, the histories. We're going to talk about the feminine essence of Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary, and how they were able to create practices that allowed them to weather any storm. So today we're going to go into our heart center. We're going to take some time here and pray us in and get connected and connect into the wisdom, the creative intelligence that is the all-knowing, all-loving creative intelligence. We know that we live in a non-dual state of this unconditional love, which will be one of the pillars and foundations that we're going to speak of, is creating that vibrational state of unconditional love that transcends everything. It transcends everything, and it goes beyond where our current human psyche resides for most of us. So go ahead and place your hand on your heart as we begin to say good morning to each other and come into the direct resonance. We walk into this beautiful field of interconnectedness. We place our hand on our heart. And we know that in this glorious moment, we give gratitude. We give gratitude and we have thanks. We give gratitude for the ability to step into our own body, pull ourselves back from the milieu of life, and fortify ourselves within ourselves in the sacred structure within this holy temple, this holy cathedral, the holy dwelling place of the divine. It resides in us, and we are grateful that we are able to find this connection. We are grateful that we have this opportunity to come together, to share the word, to share the love, to experience the beauty, the radiant opulence that is within and without. We are grateful for this opportunity to commune, to gather in this holy, radiant, brilliant space, this opalescence that is revealed and made manifest from us, through us, outwardly. We know and we recognize that it is us who must fortify our sanctuary inside. And we recognize that as we do that, we lay a connection so deep because, see, we are interconnected with this oneness, this divine, this holy. We know that this God essence can only flow in us because we are part of it. And in this interconnected creatrix of life, we begin to realize a richness, a vast richness of spiritual juiciness that flows through us. The spiritual realization with oneness moves through us and becomes the divine point of us radiating our own light outward, and we give thanks to this. We are thankful that we get to gather in this unconditional love, this love that is just so deep and penetrating that it breaks all barriers. We give thanks for this. And we know that as we speak these words here today, that they are guided, and I request that my words be guided through the divine and from the divine, from this God, from this love, from this space and place that is beyond anything that I can comprehend. May my words bring somebody love to their heart throughout this day. As we find our way home, as we find our way home to this holy dwelling place inside. So we begin today. We're going to begin with one of my favorite books. If you've listened to my stuff, you hear me talking about Joyce Rupp. And she is, she's a Catholic who really went on a study of Sophia. She went on a study of Sophia, and who is the divine of wisdom. And it said that Sophia, excuse me, I have this something in my voice. Interesting. I am going to sit for a second and see what God wants me to say. Or doesn't want me to say. Sorry, usually when my voice gets crumpled like that, there is something that's seeking to come out, that doesn't want to come out, that does want to come out, all of the above. So I'm going to sit for a second here. So just sit with me as we sit in this love. Okay. All right. Got it. Got it. I hear you. So I've been asked, just so you know, as I connected into source as an intuitive, as a spiritual midwife, as a creator, a creatrix of the feminine divine that is seeking to bridge us into the new way, the new world. Sorry, I'm just catching the words now because I'm being asked that the words not be mine, they not be scripted. So I'm going to put down all my scripts and we're just going to see what the divine wants to bring out. So as we bridge into the light of this new world, this new dawn, and we're moving into beautiful springtime here in the West, in the Western culture, we are bridging a period in time where the divine feminine must rise, the feminine must rise, the feminine essence must rise. And there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of chaos that gets ensued because we are shifting paradigms. We are shifting timelines. We are embracing the knowledge of this quantum where past, present, and future are meeting itself all into one and we're merging. We're merging into the truest essence of our light essence. Of who we're meant to be, who we're meant to become, as individuals, as a collective, as a planet, as a universal beneficial presence. See, it's so much bigger than anything we can imagine. And I'm guided to share with you what it felt like when I had my near-death experience, what happened in that accident. In that accident, when I left, I just know that I woke up somebody I had never been. I woke up somebody I had never been. And in the next 24 hours, and reconciling this brain injury that I had that looked like I didn't have any injuries at all, but I had this severe traumatic brain injury. My entire life shifted in that moment. And I had been leading my entire journey into claiming my space as a sacred yes, as a reverend, as a minister, as somebody who is going to walk on this earth, breaking bread with you, speaking the word, speaking the light, speaking the love. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, there were no doubts, like unequivocally, I knew that my one and only purpose was to bring the light to the world. The how, the what was to come over the next 2 years. I didn't understand what was going to take shape in me to bring me back to that purity, to that center of the heart, which is Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary and other women who have walked. The divine feminine brings in that essence of purity. And that's not to say that the masculine don't have it, but right now this is about the feminine rising. This is about the feminine rising, because until we take our rightful place with solid foundations, going back to the topic, taking our rightful place with solid foundations, we cannot herald in the new world. See, the feminine is the Christ rising. The feminine is the light, the life force that is going to ignite the energies, the Christed beingness within each of us. Really doesn't want me speaking. So let me stay here. Let me stay here. We are igniting this Christed being within each of us. And the feminine will light the path of the future. The females will lead the way. We hold the torch of the light. Now, there will be men that walk alongside us, but this is a very confusing period for men as they feel disjointed. They feel out of place. They don't know how or where to hold on to because everything they've had dominion over is crumbling. We hear many in the religious dominions talk about this hell that's coming, this hellfire that's going to rain down on earth. People, it's already here. It is our psyche. It is our belief system. It is everything that is blocking you from your unconditional heart. And this is the passage that was in Prayers to Sophia that I was going to read, which is in the Book of Wisdom. If riches are a desirable possession in life, what is richer than wisdom? The active cause of all things. And this is Wisdom 8:5. And it precedes a springtime prayer, prayer 41. And I'll come back and I'll read that. Now, when I sought out on my journey years ago, I sought out to obtain knowledge because I felt stupid. I was gifted being in the top 2% in the country, but I was so poor in financial structure in my home that I couldn't pursue how to feed the intellectual desires that I had. So I had to set out, and I felt less than everybody who had monetary capacities that I didn't have. I felt less. I felt stupid. So I've spent my whole life, and I had a deep and abiding connection to God. But I also believe that God skipped my house. So I spent my life seeking knowledge and intelligence to feed a low self-esteem. And seeking God, hoping to heal what I thought was broken. And in my accident, what I heard, and some days preceding and leading up to it and after it, I heard, you've never been broken. You cannot break the soul. The soul of God is never broken. And if I am one with God and God is one with me, this is what that new thought wisdom teaches. We are all a part of the whole of creation. Therefore, we are all divine. I am that I am. I cannot be broken because that means God would be broken. So I have been whole, but what I've been given is an intellect that I can use to propel me deeper with wisdom. Or I can use this intellect to keep me as far away from the kingdom and queendom of God as possible. And that's what that intellect did, is it kept me away because I never felt smart enough. I never felt that that knowledge was serving me. And I could never catch up to those I thought were smarter, richer, prettier, better than I was. And so here I stand at the precipice of what's coming, the awakening, this new dawn, with this awareness of this eternal, unconditional love that is taking hold of our world and our psyches and our consciousness And it is burning down old teachings that keep us separate. And I have come to understand, and I hope that I continue to seek this newly, because that is part of the practice of fortifying solid structures, is to continue to find a way to experience God newly. I have come to realize that wisdom and knowledge for the sake of use for myself and further gain is not a good use of God's will. A good use has come to me, which is talked about in the Bhagavad Gita, the selfless service, which I talked about last week, is taking this knowledge, this wisdom, and allowing it to become embodied within me, going within, go within, go into my holy dwelling place, go into my structure, go into me, go into God, and create an awareness and a knowingness so deep inside me that it becomes the whole sum of who I am. And from that place, I can act in harmony in accordance with that vibrational state of that wisdom and knowledge that I internalized and became. Not so I can speak and show my intelligence, so that I can be, as my reverence says, be that beneficial presence upon this earth. So I can be that. And this wisdom has a very humble, quiet state. And that in and of itself is active. My participating in the evolution of my own growth and taking this knowledge and wisdom and allowing it to humbly incorporate into the very essence of who I am. Right? I am a seed of consciousness. We talked about this last week. My job is to allow that consciousness to seed and to grow in my own unique expression of who I am here on earth in this time. And if my job that I have heard as a calling, and I have said yes to, is to bring the light to the world, to as many people as possible, and show people the love that is available to them, this heaven on earth, and move them from the hell-bound places they are within. Tupac talks about that. And you know I love my Tupac. To me, he was a very holy man who brought a lot of wisdom in his words, and he gave his life for us. I do believe that. For me, my job is to continue to grow in that wisdom, in that knowledge, and become the embodiment of it, and to seek to walk in that selfless service, which means to humbly provide example of the way versus the words of the way. See, words can be lost. Who I am will speak louder than any words that I ever speak. Now, from where I have been, if riches are a desirable possession in life, and they are for many of us, what is richer than wisdom? Now, a lot of people don't hold a lot of value in that because they'll say it doesn't pay the bills. You must pay the bills. You must pay the bills. But Sophia, the Joyce Krupp has this question in here. What is Sophia waking within you, awakening within you? Now, Sophia is the feminine voice of God. She is the feminine face of God. We talk about this. We are bringing the feminine forward. We are bringing the aspects of the feminine, the flow, the receiving, the gentleness. Now, do not mistake that because women are fierce, because when it is time for us to act, we act so swiftly that that in and of itself confuses men. And we are at a point where we are rising, we are moving into our power, we are reclaiming our inherent right to our Shakti, to our life force energy, and we are not giving it away. We are saying to the men, it is time for you to find your power without taking ours, which will create right harmony for the entire world, including men. So I invite you, what is Sophia, who is the feminine face of God, who was present at creation, right? And Sophia has many names throughout many different understandings since the beginning of time. What seeks to be revived? What in you has died that needs to come alive? See, that is the lesson of my near-death experience. What needed to die? There was a woman I left behind in that car, and a woman that was resurrected when I came out. And she is beginning to reveal herself. See, biblically, when Jesus rose, there were a few days where he was between here and there, between this earth and his enlightened self. And he needed to integrate into the light. That's what's been happening to me over the last few years, is I have been integrating into the light, to what I have seen, that eternal, that ethereal, incandescent, eternal, and the capacity to tap into some of these higher spiritual axioms. I've been having to move away 54 years of my life of who I was, so I can step into and fully embrace who I became when I walked out of that car. And by all rights, I should not have walked out of that car. Find a seed and hold it in your hand. God, this is the rest. Let it tell you about something in you that needs to be urged back to life. Why is that so important? Because these seeds of life, if you don't nurture them, they could die. Aspects of you have died that you have not nurtured, that you have allowed other people to take your life force energy. So, what is richer than wisdom? Wisdom will have us know that we must go inside. Wisdom will have us know that only we can connect to God. Wisdom will have us know that only God knows the truth of us, not another human being. Wisdom will have us know that there is no richer place, no more fertile place than our own heart. Mother Mary taught us that our purity is pure of heart. Again, you've heard me say this, and I'm going to continue to say this. The lowest form of purity is man-made, which is a woman's virginity. That is not for another man to determine if we're pure or not. Our sexuality is our own. What is important is that Mother Mary was pure of heart. She had a beautiful relationship and trust with God, that she was willing to do anything and everything for her love of God. And because of that purity in her heart, she was capable of birthing, seeding, and nurturing the Son of God. Now, isn't that the truth of all of us? If we are the divine, we are the sons and daughters of God. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High. And Jesus showed us the way. See, these women, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, they knew who they were. They had a direct love and relationship with God. It was in their heart. They were pure of heart, and they were able to carry the message and walk in the way and study in the way, study in the way of Jesus, the pathless path to enlightenment. They were able to study their way through and have direct experiences and direct revelations inside, which shamanic cultures teach us about. It's about having a direct revelation. It's not about having a guru on a pulpit telling you how you should be and what the lessons of morality are based on some man's perspective. Like, that's all kinds of messed up. That causes all kinds of disruption and distortion within people. A true teacher, a true leader teaches you to go inside and to believe. That's what Jesus would do when he would lay his hands on you. He would tell you, believe, believe with all your heart. And so it is done. That's what happened at Mount Olive with the fig tree. Believe in all your heart, and so it is done. Believe in all your heart that you are a seed of consciousness. You are the seed. And know that it is done. and seek that humble wisdom that allows you to take on some of these feminine divine essences that are our rightfulness, our rightful place as humans. See, when we merge the masculine and the feminine into wholeness again, we then find our divinity and we go to a complete, beautiful state of neutrality, which then allows for that state of harmony, peace, love, joy. This is such an essential place for us. And humanity is forgotten that we must merge the feminine into the masculine. We are not to be submissive. We are a very active force. Life force energy is an incredibly powerful energy that must be activated within us as females so that we may light the way of the future and allow those who are equally pure of heart to experience our life force energy. See, we will birth the new world. The new world is here. It is actually being birthed now, not that we will. It is being birthed. The light is here. The way is here. So let's talk about fortifying these structures. These structures that we must have, these foundations, we must be rich in our holy temple, our holy dwelling place, creating a relationship with a God of our own understanding in a way that is indestructible, indestructible, that when the seeds of doubt of others come in, it cannot unroot your belief system. And I'm not talking about a rigid dogma. I'm talking about a knowing that God is so big, your connection with source creation. You are one, that everything that is to come is okay, and you will walk through it with as much grace and dignity as possible. And even when you don't, you will still get through it, and you are still loved because you are still part of the holy kingdom of God. It also requires that we put practices into place and that we are mindful of the company we keep, the who and the why. See, it's important that we are mindful with the company we keep because that company will help determine the condition by which is in our heart. See, when you're around corruption, it has the potential to corrupt your heart. And when I'm talking about corruption, I'm talking about fear, doubt, worry, concern. You must hold a high vision for your life, for your heart, for yourself. And you must be around others that have the capacity. And then when you are strong, you give a hand to those who are coming up. But fortify your structure. Fortify your structure. We also must find ways. They continue to seek God newly, have new awarenesses. See, yesterday's structure becomes weak over time. The house, the foundation starts to go away. So we must tend to our house every single day and come to know God newly because we grow, we evolve, we expand. It is our job to grow and to expand. So if we are setting everything we know on a foundation of yesterday off of old dogma, it's bound to fall down, right? The three little pigs who blew the house down, right? The wolf that blew the house down. That's what's going to happen. So fortify your structure by coming to know God newly every single day. Fortify your foundation. Not only that, come to know you as a unique expression of the divine, of God. Who are you? Who are you? Because see, if you recognize you, if you recognize that oneness of you with the divine, you would never treat yourself as poorly as you allow your mind to do. So harvest the fertile soil of your mind. So we have this beautiful intellect that if used well, could serve us and others very, very well. But that's the wisdom. That's the wisdom. Learning how to condition our mind so it conditions our heart. Have them working in tandem. Have them working in tandem and creating a solid structure within. So, as a spiritual midwife, All of us are midwives and midfathers. I encourage you today to go within and start asking yourself, what are my seeds? How are these seeds connected to the divine? How will I tend to these seeds? And what structures within myself do I need to put in place such that I can fortify the growth and allow that fertile soil to give birth to something new in the light, in this unconditional love, in this space? And what aspects of me need to be revived, and what other aspects of me need to be put down and let go? Let go. What aspects of me do I not want to carry forward? Because, see, we don't want to replant every tree. Not every tree bloomed right in that field. So I'm going to read a springtime prayer, and we're going to close with this. O dancer of creation, of earth awakens to an urgent call to grow. In the hidden recesses of my wintered spirit, I too hear the humming of your voice, calling me, wooing my deadness back to life. My soul yawn, it stretches, quickens, as the energy of spring revives my weariness. I sit with wonder, observing the steady activity of downing woodpeckers and newly yellowed finch. I do so with the avid attention of a child's first look, savoring the colors, the shapes of the earth's loveliness. As the filtering patterns of early sunlight lift the shades of green in every growing thing, I enter into spring's unlettered words of life. For a while, my doubts, anxieties, and worries become chapters in some ancient book whose text no longer claims my full attention. I am content to sit, watching spring turn the pages of this animated publication, eager to discover the invigorating story reflected in my own springtime revelation. Tell me, wise awakener, why is it easier to believe in a stem of new grass or the opening bud of fresh purple crocus than it is to believe in the greening of me? Take that in, people. Take that in. How beautiful. See, God wants you to grow. God wants you to have fertile soil. God wants you to plant seeds of consciousness that God placed in you so that you may manifest of it in this world. Grow green, which is why green is the heart center. Grow green, be beautiful, be brilliant, be radiant. Do not hide. Marianne Williamson talks of this. Do not hide. Become the beauty. Be the beauty that you are. You already are. It is not something you need to be. You're by becoming, you're shedding everything within you that believes otherwise, because you are nothing but radiant opulence. Okay, beloveds, and so we close, and so we give thanks. And we know that the time we have spent together is beautiful, it is rich, it is divine, it is holy. It is made of oneness and grace and gratitude. And we know that in our coming together with each other, that we find a fertile soil so rich, and we lay a solid foundation so our roots can grow deep in the love of God. Our roots grow deep in the love of God until we experience that holy union within ourselves, where we come to marry the eternal within us. And nothing can break that structure. Once you know God, you will never know anything again. That is that oneness that we seek, that holiness. See, the holy dwelling place is inside of you. And so I send you love today, beloveds. May you see your radiant seed and plant it so firmly that you come to know you and all of your own. And so it is. Amen.